Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast as we continue on our His 590 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today we're going to talk about persevere the process, staying faithful in that process no matter what's going on, staying focused. And our verse for today is one of my favorite verses of all time, Philippians 1:6. I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So taking a trip down memory lane, you know, without question, my middle school basketball team, Hallsburg Middle School Tigers, was the best team I was ever part of. We went 20-0 my eighth grade year. I remember we beat one team 88-14 while playing 6 minute quarters. It was unbelievable, man. We ran the whole county. But let me bring myself back down to earth here by making this statement. I didn't get a lot of playing time. There was the starting five, the backup five, and then there was me and another guy. I sat at the end of the bench, and God used that year to teach me a lot about persevering through a process of growth. You know, I knew from the beginning that I wasn't going to play much. When you're average size in middle school and you got guys dunking in tryouts, it's a pretty good indicator your time's going to be limited. But I was ecstatic to make the team. But shortly after the season started, I wanted to quit. I remember telling my dad, I said, man, I'm running all these sprints, doing all these workouts, doing my part, but just not fair. You know, it felt like a waste. My dad responded to me by telling me that life is never fair and that we don't quit things that we start. So I stuck it out. We won the county championship, and towards the end of the year, I even got in a game and hit 4 mid-range jumpers in a row for 8 points. Felt like Larry Bird, man. Didn't even sleep that night. I just laid in bed with a smile on my face. But I learned how to persevere. I learned how to know where you stand in the pecking order. I learned how to lift extra weights to get stronger. I learned how to run extra sprints to get faster. And none of that would have been possible had I not been in that position. So I want to ask you, what's going on in your life that's uncomfortable? Is it a season in your marriage, a rebellious child, ministry failure, business failure? Maybe your athletic career ended abruptly due to injury. You know, the unpopular truth is that there's no way to learn how to persevere until you have no other options. You know, I grew up living in a house close to the coast in North Carolina. And when a hurricane was coming, we'd go to church and we'd pray for it to turn away, not to hit us. Sometimes it would turn, but when it didn't turn, we'd go home, fire up the generator, hunker down, and wait for the storm to pass. We had no option but to let it pass and persevere until the end. And that's how our journey with Christ goes. At times, there's a process and it requires perseverance. We don't know how it'll go. We don't know when we'll get through it, but we trust that God, who writes the process, we know that when he starts a good work in us, he carries it on to completion. So let's not quit before we learn the lesson. If I would have quit my middle school basketball team, I wouldn't be the man I am today. You know, I went back home to preach a few years ago, and while I was there, I found my middle school basketball coach, and I told him that. It was a special moment. So persevere the process and don't quit. And remember our verse, I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. See you next time.